With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The leader of Canada's most populous province called for economic retaliation on the United States after auto company Stellantis said it was moving planned production of its Jeep Compass from Canada to the United States. Ontario Premier Doug Ford blamed President Donald Trump for the company's decision this week. A union representing more than 3,200 striking Boeing workers has filed an unfair labor practice charge against the U.S. plane maker with the National Labor Relations Board. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents members who assemble fighter jets and munitions at Boeing's plants in the St. Louis area. Nestle will cut 16,000 jobs as the world's largest packaged food company seeks to cut costs and win back investor confidence. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage declined again this week. The average long-term mortgage rate slipped to 6.27% from 6.3% last week. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.